Welcome to the talk show for talkers from irishtalkers.com.
Welcome to part three of the talk show for talkers here on irishtalkers.com. Remember, our email address is info@irishtalkers.com, and you can find us on Facebook as the talk show for talkers. I will now hand the gavel over to Paul, and Paul is going to be passionate again today, I think. And he's talking to us about Toastmasters and business.
Paul. Moira, I've been asked to make a speech to the Chamber of Commerce, and I've been asked to make a speech about Toastmasters and business, and I need to prepare this speech. And I was thinking to myself that Toastmasters is not a business. It's a noble, sincere, not-for-profit, self-help organization. So it has naught to do with business. And then I realized I was wrong. What do you do in business? You talk to people. That's usually the thing you do when you're working in a job, a business. You might be serving somebody at a counter. You might be doing team briefings if you were a supervisor. You might be making presentations. You might even be pitching for business. You might be sitting around a board table or canteen engaged in group discussion. Or you might even be involved in a debate about should we go left or should we go right. Business is inherently a place where conversation is carried out. And indeed, Toastmasters was set up to improve, to help a group of men to get better at conversation. So all these years, Toastmasters has been grappling with exactly the same thing as any normal business
has. It's hard to imagine any business that does not involve speaking.
Absolutely, right. I mean, there are scientists who don't speak to anybody. They're in their white coats and they're pushing petri dishes around the place. But what am I going to say to the Chamber of Commerce? Now, one of the things I thought about saying to them is that in business, there are four things that you can do when you open your mouth. You can be terribly uninteresting. We know the consequences of that. We can be confusing. We know the consequences of that. We can be long-winded. We know the consequences of that. Well, I could carry on with the list, but let's just take those three things. So if you come to Toastmasters, you are guaranteed that you will be interesting, clear, and succinct. Total guarantee, money back if you don't turn out to be all those things. So the club says, no, on a more serious note, in business, when you screw it up during the presentation, when you say something wrong, when you open your mouth in a way that isn't conducive to the business, your reputation is damaged. You may even lose your job. You may cause your company to go under because you may not get the contract. There are consequences. And I started to think that, yes, it's a very serious business. Now, Toastmasters was set up in order to equip people to be able to talk in business. Toastmasters was not set up in order to be an internally focused talking shop. It was set up very purposefully to help people to make an impact, change the world. And I have to say, sometimes I've actually wondered if that is, if the vision of Ralph C. Smedley is still practiced today. But that's another story. So if we take it that in Toastmasters you get an opportunity to be interesting, to be clear, and to be succinct when you're making presentation, pitches, customer service, group discussions, all of those things, interviews for jobs. You get a terrific opportunity at Toastmasters to screw it up. I have never seen a Toastmaster in any context go up to somebody and tell them off for what they did and said, you know, that was a terrible speech. You really should be ashamed of yourself, and you better do better next time, because the area director is coming to the meeting, and I don't want you to let the club down. I've not. Have you ever heard anybody speak like that, Moira?
No, and I would hope that I never would in Toastmasters, because that's, well, I can guarantee you that that person would not come back to Toastmasters ever again, and you've lost the opportunity for actually giving that person the possibility to improve that disastrous speech.
And yet I have witnessed somebody spoken to like that in business. And indeed, the company is very fortunate that the person did come back on the following day. But you can be sure they came back in a different state of morale and confidence.
It's a slightly different situation in business, where you want your pay packet to arrive at the end of the month, as opposed to Toastmasters, where you make a voluntary choice to go into Toastmasters and you actually pay for the privilege, albeit
Great.
A modest amount.
So it's fantastic. So there is a really, there is a difference. There are some things that overlap, though. And this idea that the club, and indeed contests or any meeting of Toastmasters, is a place that you can afford to fail, led me to a phrase, which is, Toastmasters is where you can fail with flair. The idea of failing with flair appealed to me, because partly phrase, fail, flair, all begin with the same letter. So it's really pretty handy. But it did emphasize to me that for business and for the business of life, including making discussions in groups of friends and acquaintances, where if you don't do it properly, you can lose friends. You can cause people to not want to associate with you. Mm-hmm. But in Toastmasters, you won't lose friendships by what you say. You might even unintentionally insult somebody's preciously thoughts and beliefs and values. People might take offense at what you've said, and you might be given a little feedback that you could have said that in a slightly different way, but nobody's going to hold it against you. And that, I think, is a great thing. We've all seen people fail. I saw our current divisional director go to make a speech in a club, sit down in the front of the meeting, and be unable to continue after 1 minute. He couldn't tell the story. He had to walk off the stage. Not a person in the room thought he was a worse person. Everybody was on his side. Later on in the meeting, he came back and he told the story, and it was a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. So Toastmasters is a place where you can afford to fail. What do you think?
I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. The whole ethos of Toastmasters is that you can fail positively, as opposed to failing negatively.
So the headline for Toastmasters advertising next marketing campaign, fail with us.
But yes, because you can fail and nobody is going to say you were rubbish. They're going to say, you could have done this better if you had done da-da-da-da-da-da. And that is why Toastmasters, in my opinion, why Toastmasters succeeds where maybe others fail. Because we always try to be positive.
Even we fail to be positive, and that's fine, because we just have another go at it next week. I think it would be fascinating if at the next district conference, District 71 conference, the district director or the club growth director or even the public relations manager were to start with their speech by saying, I'd like to tell you the failures I have had this year. the whole room would be glued, wouldn't mm-hmm. they, to yes. what they were going to say.
But that is one of the tips of good speech making or good creating empathy with your audience is actually to be honest and say, I failed at this, and out of that I've learned the other.
You could also be dishonest and make up things that you fail, like, for instance, you know you're going for a job interview.
As we know, you frequently do, Paul.
Going for a job interview. What are your strengths and weaknesses? Oh, one of my weaknesses is that I find it difficult to tolerate poor work.
Yeah. Oh, I would think we've all done this in interviews. It's a good interview technique. You turn a failure into my
greatest failure is that, you know, I'm regarded as terribly important that we finish meetings on time.
Yeah.
And I do have a slight streak of intolerance. I haven't ever been able to put up with sloppy and careless work.
Yeah.
Terrible failure, really.
I would hope we've all done that. You mentioned the conference. Well, the district conference, by the time this is published, will actually be on its final day. In fact, it'll be almost wrapping up.
They'll be celebrating the finals, collection of failures that have taken place during the conference.
So. I'm not sure when the International Speech Contest is taking place. Probably on the Saturday.
Yes,
I guess, in fact, by on the Sunday, yeah.
Friday it will all have wrapped up and
you'll all be on your way home.
Yeah. Friday is the the semi-final.
Yeah. But I hope that you enjoyed listening to the Talk Show for Talkers whilst you were on your way back to your relevant club home. Anyway.
Will we be interviewing the winner of the internationals?
We'll certainly do the best so to do. But for now, folks, that's the end of this part. Come back for part 4, where we'll be looking at resources that you can use to get more information about pathways.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Dublin time. Check on our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.